Aurora, let's be serious and throw by this game of head and heart. Life means, to be sure, both head and heart. Both active, both complete, and both in earnest. Men and women make the world as head and heart make human life. There is work for men and women in this beleaguered earth.
And thought can never do the work of love.
And thought can never do the work of love.
And thought can never do the work of love.
The chances are that being a woman, young and pure, with such a pair of large, calm eyes, you write as well and ill upon the whole as other women. If as well, what then? If even a little better still, what then?
We want the best in art now, or no art.
We want the best in art now, or no art.
We want the best in art now, or no art.
The world is half blind with intellectual light, half brutalized with civilization. Having caught the plague, we shriek east to west along 1,000 railroads, mad with pain and sin. Does one woman who weeps so easily grow pale to see this? Does one of you stand still from dancing? Stop from stringing pearls and pine and die because of universal anguish? You weep for what you know. But for a million sick, you remain unmoved. You would as soon weep for an isosceles triangle. The same world, uncomprehended by you, must remain uninfluenced by you. Women, personal and passionate, give us doting mothers and chaste wives, sublime Madonnas, enduring saints.
We get no Christ from you, and truly we will not get a poet.
We get no Christ,
from you,
and truly we will not get a poet. We get no Christ from you. And truly, we will not get a poet.
With which conclusion you conclude?
That you, Aurora, cannot condescend to play at art as children play at swords. To show a pretty spirit chiefly admired because true action is impossible. You will not be satisfied with the praise that men give women when they judge a book as mere women's work. Expressing the comparative respect which means absolute scorn.
Stop. Better to pursue a frivolous trade by serious means than a sublime art frivolously.
We are young. The world is swollen hard with perished generations and their sins. All success proves partial failure. All advance implies what's left behind. All triumph, something crushed at the chariot's wheels. All government, some wrong. Rich men make the poor, who curse the rich, who agonize together, rich and poor, under and over, in the social spasm and crisis of the ages. Who can stand by and view these things and never tease his soul for some great cure? I think I was a man chiefly for this. I sympathize with man, not with God. And when I stand by a deathbed, it is my death. And I, a man, feel with men in the agonizing present.
Is the world so bad? The world was always evil, but so bad?
So bad, Aurora.
I have not stood long on the strand of life, and these salt waters have barely had time to wet my feet. I cannot judge these tides. I shall perhaps. A woman is always younger than a man because she is not allowed to mature. I know men judge otherwise. You think a woman ripens like a peach chiefly in the cheeks. I can applaud your compassion. Accept my reverence.
No other help?
What help? You'd scorn my help as nature has scorned to put her music in my mouth. Do you now ask me for what you say I cannot give?
I ask for love, for life in fellowship through bitter duties, for wifehood. Will you?
Am I proved too weak to stand alone, yet strong enough to bear such leaners on my shoulder? Incapable of thought, yet able to sympathize with such a complicated philosophy? I cannot sing as even blackbirds can, but I can love as selflessly as Christ himself. It's always so. Anything does for a wife.
You translate me ill. If your sex is weak for art, it is strong for life and duty.
What you love, Rami, is not a woman but a cause. You want a helpmate, not a mistress. A wife to help your ends. In her, no end. Your cause is noble. Your aims are excellent. But I do otherwise conceive of love.
You reject me.
Thank you.